nuestro.
There's definitely a value to high school soccer. Absolutely. You can elevate your game. You can be a high-level player. And in a lot of people's opinion, coaches' opinion, oh, don't do high school. There's no value to it. Stay doing club. Let's do a tournament in Florida. We'll play three games on a weekend. You might play, and then you can't play high school for 3 months, and they just train and try to find games and don't have games. Not all of them, but that's a situation that happens a lot out here in Arizona. But is there value to high school soccer? Is there value to, is it more valuable than club soccer? I would say in some situations, absolutely, categorically, yes. I think both should coexist. I think there's value to all of it. But this episode is brought to you by BotsGuy.com. BotsGuy.com. Get a bot today. Go to BotsGuy.com. And there's my sponsor. Next, move on. So back to high school. There is a value of it. So last night, we played in a round of 16 high school match, number 9 versus number 8. We had to travel because we were the 9 seed playing at the 8 seed. The field wasn't the greatest, but cool environment. 750 people, seemed like 2,000 the way these parents screamed, because it was a game that was, everything was on the line. Win or you go home. And we ended up winning 3-2. We're down 1-0, came back and scored. Great goal by one of our freshmen, and she ended up having a hat trick, and she's an unbelievable player. She's in the national pool, and she's playing high school soccer. How dare she? And then we went down 2-1, we tied it, and ended up winning 3-2, and it was good soccer. I wouldn't say it was good soccer the whole time, but it was the nature of the game. We played well. We knocked the ball around. The pressure was great. The team were playing very athletic and pressing us the entire time, and we were able to string passes under pressure and find goals to win and compete, to the point where, you know, we scored with 5 minutes left to win the game, and then we had to hold on to the lead, and we ended up winning. There was a lot to be learned from that, and you can't get that. You can't recreate that in club. How many times in club soccer where when the game ends in a championship game or whatever, that the kids in line are crying, or the celebrations, mosh pit celebration after a victory. You don't get that in club. There isn't that kind of stress and anxiety in a competition in club as there is in high school ball. High school ball is, you know, you're everything. You're representing your team. You're representing your whole high school. You have to go back to your high school and report to them, how'd you do? They're going to ask you, how'd you do last night? What happened? And you have to deal with all of that. You don't get that in club. Club, you win, lose, whatever. I mean, you don't have to go back to report anybody. How did you do? You know, other than maybe family and stuff. But high school presents that. That is as close as professional as you can get. You can't recreate that kind of drama. The kind of win or you go home kind of thing. I mean, the playoffs in high school is more real than what you deal with club. It's not like something's all on the line, because the competition is gone, because it's so fragmented as far as how we compete, where we compete, and everyone just separated. Whereas in high school soccer, you are competing in a division based on school size, and there's 70, 80 schools that you're playing against, and there's only one winner, and you're in that kind of situation. That's real. That's fair. Everyone gets to compete, regardless of ability. So it's very interesting to look at that. And did my players get better from that environment? Yes. I don't know if it'll translate into another victory, because we have an extremely tough, we're playing the number one team in the state on Saturday. But you can't manufacture that kind of competition in club. So it should coexist. Club coaches, that if you really cared, organizations, you should take pride in high school. So much so that you place coaches from your club or whatever, if you want them to play a certain way, you put them in the high schools where your kids reside and make it more important. There needs to be a way to coexist in such a way where one's not belittling the other, but you cannot take away what high school gives. Because soccer in Arizona, I'm sure it's like this everywhere. We threw away competition a long time ago. Everyone's dismissive about, you won State Cup. We play EA or MLS Next. We're better. We don't do that. That's beneath us. That is what we do. Not high school. Those very same kids that play club at a high level are playing high school out here in Arizona, and they compete and they cry if they lose. It's a big deal. It's an emotional thing. It's a great way to develop, assuming the coaches allow development. That's a whole nother podcast. But there is value to high school. High school is different. You represent 2,000 students. You wear a different color. Those are your colors. You compete. You have your own home stadium. You travel on the bus to compete with another entity who's trying to take you out because of a rivalry. You have all the things you need. You can either crumble from it or elevate. And last night, I believe a lot of our kids elevated. They did things that will help them for the rest of their lives in the game of soccer, because they gained experience. They were allowed to compete. They were allowed to, in some situations, fail, overcome, be in situations where they had to score under, tough situations where you had pressure of so many different things. You had every element that's presented at college and professional to a lesser degree, but that's called development. You take baby steps. High school matters. High school's important. Club, yeah, okay, we got a bunch of good players on our team, but you're missing the competition aspect of competing differently, competing where there's ownership of and shared responsibility of win or go home, or the kids wouldn't be crying after a game or celebrating like they do after each playoff game. Those are my thoughts on this day. I get to go to high school practice again because we're still in it. And we're going to go into another situation where it's a playoff atmosphere, number one versus number nine, and we get a chance to upset the number one team. How cool is that? All right, later.